Und auf Kuf Lamer Aleph und Mabeis, der Barim Gemur. Oma Ma, again. Nilo v'chol mach shireha doichin es a Shabbos divi Rebbe Leza. That was a din of the Mishnah, where the Leza holds that the mitzvah's mila is doichin Shabbos, and who are then all the machshirim? Anything you have to do to be able to do the mitzvah, to carry the knife, or to make the knife, is also mutter on Shabbos. For at the Gemara, minole le Rebbe Leza ho. How does Rebbe Leza know this halacha? How does he know that the machshirim of mila is doichin Shabbos? As we hold not like that. We hold only the mitzvah mila itself of doichin Shabbos. But if you don't have the knife, you're not allowed to make the knife. How does Rebbe Leza know even the machshirin of the mitzvahs mila is doichas Shabbos? Imekulu, if you want to learn it out from all the mitzvahs we had before, from shofar, from matzah, from sukkah, from lulav, we had before doichas Shabbos. So it's Gemara, no, kedi amrina. Each one we had a special svara why it's doichas Shabbos. But mila doesn't have those svaras. Shofar is machnesis, zechronis lefnei Hashem. Lulav has four mitzvahs to it. Everyone has a special tam. But the chur mila doesn't have these tamim. So how do we know mila is even doicha Shabbos? Now the Gemara, one thing is killing it out. Imikulay goma kedi amrinu. We said svaras before why we killing out from the other ones. The another thing is malahanach shekeinim ovaz manoi botla. The other ones is ovaz manoi is botla. What does that mean? So Trashi, she'im ovaz manoi botlon. Hilkach dochli. Therefore it's dochli. That all the other mitzvahs, im ovaz manoi, if this man passed away, you can't do the mitzvah. L'moshul shofar. Shofar, the mitzvah is only on Rosh Hashanah. When it goes by Rosh Hashanah, you can't do the mitzvah anymore. Lulav is only on Sukkah. So that's why those mitzvahs are doicha Shabbos. Mashenke mitzvahs milo, even though the mitzvah first starts b'yom hashmini on the eighth day, but if the eighth day passes by, you can still do the milo the next day. So it was like milo has a little kulam that the mitzvah could be mekuyim even the next day. So it's called imovaz manla, you still have the mitzvah. So how do you know milo is also doicha Shabbos? Elozot Gemara, haino time of the Rebbe Leza. Now this is the time of Rebbe Leza. I call from this Lashon HaGemara, some Achreinim Esfer Kasha, that Gemara says Lashon Mitzvahs Mila, even after the eighth day, it's not called you missed the mitzvah, because you could do the mitzvah on the ninth day. But there's a famous Torah sheet that the Torah says that Mitzvahs Mila, it starts on the eighth day, and you have a keem of the Mitzvahs Mila every single day you're alive. As Keseda, when a Yid is alive, every single day it's called you have a keem of the Mitzvahs Mila. So Mila starts on the eighth day, but it goes on every single day afterwards. You also have a key of the mitzvah. And as well as Masha we had before by David HaMelech, it said he went to the Beis HaMelech and he saw himself Orem. He felt bad he had no mitzvahs. So he said, no, he looked at his Mila, he felt good he had the mitzvahs Mila. Masha, the mitzvahs Mila, Keseda goes on. So it's like, what is the Gemara saying? Imovaz manoi. You were mavato the mitzvah. L'chu you were mavato the mitzvah of that day akoponim. As if mitzvah's mila is one time you do the mitzvah, you make the mitzvah just once. So then it's good. No matter when you do the mitzvah, you'll have the mitzvah even later on. But if you learn that once you do the mitzvah every single day afterwards, kesedia, there's a keem of the mitzvah's mila. So what is the Gemara saying mila? Even if you pass the zman, you can still be mekayim it. No, you missed that one day akoponim. Like the eighth day, you could have had a mitzvah that day. And that day, you can't be mekayim anymore. If you do the mila on the ninth day, you're missing kesedia. You don't have the mitzvah's mila of the eighth day. So the Beis Levi asks this for Kasha. So you want to say what you have to say is that is kafar, the whole mitzvah is not chaser. You could have part of the mitzvah at least. The whole mitzvah is not chaser. About the part of the mitzvah, you don't have the hiddur, the mitzvah, the gamri. You didn't do it on the eighth day, but when you do the mitzvah's mila on the ninth day, that's also called the kiyum of mitzvah's mila. So it's called that mila, even if you don't do it the eighth day, you could do at least part of the mitzvah on the ninth day. Mashenke, in these mitzvahs of lulav and sukkah, if ovas manoi, it's botla the mitzvah, you have no mitzvah. So how do we know that mila is doicha Shabbos? So tomorrow, Allah no time with the Rebbe Leza. This is Rebbe Leza's time. The Yom HaKroat says in the Pasuk, Uvayoyim Hashmini Yimol B'Sairo Losoi. So we darshin V'afilu B'Shabbos. Uvayoyim Hashmini means the eighth day no matter what. So Drashi V'Yoyim Hashmini Yimol V'afilu B'Shabbos. No Mila Zadrashi Gufa Dedach Yishabbos Arminu L'Kamon Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. We'll soon see, according to Rebbe Leza, that the mitzvah itself is Doicha Shabbos, that's Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. For that, we don't need a Pasuk. So what is the Pasuk telling us now, Uvayoyim Hashmini, on Nu Chiddush? Is Aitzelei Bayoyim L'machshireho. According to Rebbe Leza, he has the extra Pasuk, Uvayoyim. What's the Vayoyim Hashmini? To tell me that even the Machshirim Mila is also Doicha Shabbos. In the case where you didn't make the knife before Shabbos, you're allowed to make the knife according to Reb Lezer on Shabbos. Or you're allowed to carry the knife through the Rishus Rabbim to bring it to the Tinnik on Shabbos. That's from the Pasuk, Uva Yom Hashmini. Let's learn out all the other mitzvahs for Mila. Once we have a pasuk now that Mila is Deiche Shabbos and all the Machshirim is also Deiche Shabbos, so learn out Lulav and Shofar and other Sukkah, all the other mitzvahs. What do we need a special pasuk for all those mitzvahs for? Learn it out from Mila. And tomorrow night, Mishum Dikul Lemifrich, you can ask the Kasha. Mala Mila Sheke Nichrisu Aleha Shloisha Sarev Risais. Mila has a mazundra mitzvah that says 13 times in the Torah with Lashon Bris. That Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu 13 times in the name of a Bris. That Mila is a great big mitzvah. So Mila may be only mitzvahs. Mila is Doicha Shabbos. We have Naraya, the other mitzvahs like Shofar and Lulav is Doicha Shabbos. Therefore, according to Reb Lezer, needs a special pasuk for each one of the mitzvahs to say they're also Doicha Shabbos. Trash Yud Gimel Brisais, Nemru Avraham the Pashas Mila. It says 13 times Lashon Bris there. So Mela Mila is a tremendous mitzvah. Right. Moradkan loy pligi rabbon ole ella b'machshire mila. In the Mishnah, the rabbon just dinzach and say that the machshire mila is not doiche Shabbos. If you didn't prepare the knife, you can't make the knife on Shabbos, or you can't carry the knife on Shabbos. Aber mila gufa divri akol doiche Shabbos. That everybody says. That's Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah that says the mitzvah mila is doiche Shabbos. Hey, anything that's not anything that you couldn't do every Shabbos is doiche Shabbos. So, mainly the actual krisa, cutting the orla, that's doiche Shabbos. For the Gemara, how do we know according to the Rabbanan that the mitzvah mila is doiche Shabbos? So, for this we had the Gemara before it's mashma. So, without the chiddush hakra, I would say it's also to do it because when you make a mila, you're being over nisa deraisa. What's the nisa deraisa? You're being over nisa chavola. You're making a chayvul, which chabura, which is one of the lamates melachis, like we learned it out from shchita. It's called you're doing a chabura. So that was the machlekes the Gemara we had before. One man the Amis says, learn out from here that mekalko bechabura is chayiv. Even though l'chur making a mila, it's only a kilkul. You start ruining him. So why would he be chayiv? So he learns out from here that kilkul bechabura is chayiv. And the other man the Amis says, no, stam a pure kilkul yepoter on Shabbos. No mila is called a ksas tikin. For gefort you be mesakin aguf. Before he was an oral, and now he's called a yid. That's called a ksas tikin. So when you make the mila without the pasuk, it would be also to do midiraisam, because you're doing a chabura that has a tikin. You'd be misakin a goof. So I call upon him, you need a pasuk to tell me it's doicha Shabbos. For the Gemara, how do we know where's the pasuk to say that it's doicha Shabbos? Amaru la halacha. So do lenachlam, there's no pasuk. So that's one of the halacha of Moshe Mesinai. Moshe received this halacha by Hasinai to say that mila is doicha Shabbos. V'chein amar Rav Yitzchak halacha. That's halacha of Moshe Mesinai. We don't dash him. Sukim, that was a kabbalah for Moshe Mesinai. For the Gemara, I have a kasher on this. If you're starting to tell me it's halacha, I have a kasher on this. Minai in the Gemara, the sefer that says, Minai in the pikuach nefesh, she'er doiches haShabbos. How do we know somebody is pikuach nefesh, a sekonas nefoshes? He may die. That would rule out of being mechal haShabbos for him. You could put a light on for him. You could make fire for him. You could make hot water for him. Pikuach nefesh is doiches haShabbos. How do we know this? Where's the posik? Reb Lezer ben Azayi Oimer. It's a kal v'chomer. Ma mila, ma doch the mitzvah mila. Sheyachas me'evorer shalodim. It's only Yishali cutting off just one eber of the person. Still, we say doiches haShabbos. It's doiches this mitzvah, doiches haShabbos. Kal v'chomer la pikuach nefesh. Avada pikuach nefesh that you're saving the whole goof of the person. Avada she doiches haShabbos. Avada that's a svara that the mitzvah that pikuach nefesh is doiches haShabbos. So the sefer learns it out from the kal v'chomer. Now the kasher is vi salka daitach halacha. If you can tell me the halacha that Shabbos, that mila is doicha Shabbos, that you're allowed to do a ma'isa mila on Shabbos, how do we know it from? Only from halacha l'moshim Sinai. There's a klal that kal v'chomer mehalacha miyasya. You can't learn a kal v'chomer from halacha l'moshim Sinai, because the pshat from halacha l'moshim Sinai is a special halacha only said over here. You can't learn else from any other place. So if mila is doicha Shabbos only because Halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, how could the Tesefta make a kal v'chomer that pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos from mila? You can't learn now kal v'chomer from a mila. V'yotani, we learned in a brisa. Omar la Rabbi Lezer ben Azaya. He has the kasha back to Akiva. Rabbi Lezer ben Azaya has the kasha to Akiva. Akiva. Etzem kisera metama halacha. That the halacha that an etzem, a bone, even though it's only the size of a sera, mamash a small bone, the size of a barley, still it's metama. It's a bone of a mace, is metama. For revius and the dam, and if you have revius dam of a mace, How do we know that's metama? So Akiva wanted to say it's a kal v'chayma. Kal v'chayma. That's what you want to say. Now the klal is v'yein donin kal v'chayma mi'alocha. That was Ablozer ben Azayas kasha to Akiva. Akiva, how could you tell me that Revi'ah's dam is tummy from a kal v'chayma from etzem kisayram? Etzem kisayram is alocha l'mashim Sinai, and you can't learn out a kal v'chayma from alocha l'mashim Sinai. So you see, if something you only know from alocha l'mashim Sinai, you can't make a kal v'chayma. Let's see Rashi. For your tanya's Rashi b'masech the nozir. Akiva etzem kisayra halocha. Rashi show you Akiva dan kal v'chayma. He made a kal v'chayma. Minayin the Revi'ah's dam ha'meis sha'nozir megaleach al holoi. If you have Revi'ah's dam in a house, so it has a tumas mace, so anything in the oil is also tummy. What about if a nozer goes inside this house? Is that called a nozer is tummy? And he has to be megaleach, he has to take a haircut, and start counting over again as he made his ears. So how do we know that the tumah of Revi'ah's dam makes the nozer start over again? Kal v'chayma. Ma etzem kisar, ma dech, if you only have a bone the size of a barley, she'ena metama b'yoil. The bone so small is not matama b'yoil. If you only have it in the room, but you don't touch it, it's not matama you. Nozer megaleach al mago yamaso. But if a nozer touches the bone itself of a mace, or he's masa, he carries it, he's matama, and he has to start over again as naziris. Of the to kal v'chayma for Revi'ah's dam. Avada Revi'ah's dam she matama b'yoil. It has the biggest tumah Revi'ah's dam. We have Revi'ah's dam in the house, even though you don't touch the Revi'ah's dam, just you're in the same oil, it's matama you. The Pasuk says, V'yakol nefesh meis l'yovoy. Einoy din, sh'anozah megaleach oleh. So avad, if a nozah goes into the oil, where there's Revi'ah's dam, avad, the nozah should become tummy, and he has to be megaleach, and start the nazirus over again. V'yomalei Reb Lezer said, no, Akiva, you should know, etzem kisayra halacha l'mashim Sinai, sh'yei nozah megaleach oleh. How do we know that if a nozah touches a bone, the size of the Saira, he has to be Megaleach, he's tummy, it starts over Naziris, that's only Allah L'mashim Sinai. For Revi'ah's dam, Atabolum, would be men of the Kavachayma, and you want to learn out that Revi'ah's dam is also Matama the Nozer to start over again from the Kavachayma. Zokya Belezenain, V'yein Donin, Kavachayma Mialacha, the Lenitnu Terish about Peh, Lidrash, V'yud Gimomidis, that's the Yisoid. Hey, so Allah L'mashim Sinai has called the Terish about Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh doesn't have the Yud Gimel Midas Shatur in the Dreshes Bim. That's only Torah Shabbat Ksav. And what it says in the Chumash, there's a klal of Yud Gimel Midas Hayadash in the Torah. But something you learn out from Malach Lamashim Sinai, that's not called Torah Shabbat Ksav, there's no din of Yud Gimel Midas. So Melech can't learn out the Gzera Shabbat from this. He can learn out Kabbalah from this. So Melech Srik Shref and the Sefta. How could you say that Milas Doich Shabbos is only an alochom for Moshim Sinai to the Torah Shabbat Peh? So how could the Tesefta learn a kal v'chayma that Pikuach Nefesh is Doich Shabbos? So the Gemara, Ela Omer Reb Lezer, As Ye Ois Ois, Enoch Nami, this Tesefta Zich holds that Milas Doich Shabbos is from a Pasuk. It's in Torah Shabbat Ksav. Where is in Torah Shabbat Ksav does it say that Mila is Doich Shabbos? Because it says Ois Ois. Zakrashi, Ois Ois, B'Shabbos Siv Ki Oisi. Says Oisi, Shabbos is an Ois. Over Milik Siv, Ohoyuli Ois Bris, it's also an Ois. Is Mal Halan Shabbos Avkan Shabbos, just like Shabbos pertains to Shabbos, so what then the Ois of Mila also pertains to Shabbos. You're allowed to do the Ois of Mila on Shabbos. Fred Gemara, if that's the Xerish of Elamiyato, Tfilin, Tif Siv, Bohen Ois, by Tfilin also says Loshan Ois. Is Litchi Shabbos? You should also be Mechuyiv to wear Tfilin, or maybe even make Tfilin on Shabbos. Trash Elamiyato, Ihach Xerish of the Ois. Hamur b'Shabbos Nemra b'Sinai Lidrus She Teva Zul Lidrus and Nemra, that this Teva that says Ois by Shabbos is to make Xerah Shava, that wherever else in the Torah says the word Ois, it also pertains to Shabbos. Ligmi Menei Nami L'Tfilin, we should learn out that there should be a mitzvah called upon him to wear Tfilin on Shabbos, and we learn Pufakir Yotza Shabbos that has its own Ois. You only wear Tfilin in the weekdays that needs an Ois, but Shabbos that has its own Ois doesn't need Tfilin. So according to you, Faket, there should be a mitzvah tefillin on Shabbos. Elazak Gemara Bris. I'll tell you, learn out Elasia Bris Bris. Don't learn out from the word Ois. Learn out from the word Bris Bris. Drashi Elasia Bris Bris. So who the Ois? Ois l'nemer b'sinai. I'll tell you, that's not the Gzera Shovim. V'yeinodem dan Gzera Shovim Yatzmoy. Elahach the Bris Bris nemer b'sinai. Over Shabbos Ksir Bris l'doroisom. Bris Eilam. So it says Bris by Shabbos, and it says Bris by Mila. Therefore we know Mila is Zeicha Shabbos. So the Gemara b'zoi godol dichsiv be'bris litche Shabbos. A Mila, there's always two types of Milas. A Kotin, that means when it's 8 days old, you do the bris mizmana. That's Toichi Shabbos. But what about a Godel? A Godel didn't have a bris milah till he becomes bar mitzvah, to zechiv upon himself to make the milah. Or bezoi, even a Godel should also be Toichi Shabbos, because it says the word bris by the chiv of a Godel. And we know the law is not that way. What's Toichi Shabbos? Only a bris bisman on the eighth day. But once you make a bris shloi bisman, it's not Toichi Shabbos. So if the limit is from bris, even a Godel should also be mechuyah to do it on Shabbos. Trashi Godel means ben shloi shasorah. So that's sorry. 13 years old. They have a milo shloi bezmano. Behim is called the milo shloi bezmano. The chiv bei bris. The post says be oral zochra shloi imoil as brisi hofer. For high kro be godol chiv. Me the mechayiv le chorus. The post says yichayiv chorus for tinnik 8 days old does not have chiv chorus. The father maybe has the chiv chorus, not the tinnik. So the im loy molu or oviv chayiv lo molas atzmoi. When you become bar mitzvah, you didn't have a milo yet. You have a chiv to do with yourself. For litchi Shabbos, and such a person, his milah shnosu b'deich Shabbos. For anan armina, we always learn the kamon that filu yomtov ain't the deich el b'zmanam. Even a yomtov milah is only deich on the eighth day. But after the eighth day, you can't do a milah even on yomtov. Avada not on Shabbos. So if the limit is bris, why not? Ela asya deiris. Learn out from the word deiris. Trashi b'shabbat sevo deirisam bris olam. Uve milas kotin ksiv uben shmeinas yomim yimolachem kol zochlo deroseichem. So by bris ben shmeina, it says the deroseichem, and Shabbos is deroseichem. So therefore, that's deich Shabbos. Fred Gemara Abazoi tzitzis, tzitzis bei deroseich litchi Shabbos. That if you don't have tzitzis, you should be allowed to make tzitzis on Shabbos. Tzitzis should be deich Shabbos. Also has the word deroseich by tzitzis. Elo amr Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. Donin ois bris for deroseich. May ois bris for deris. You need all three gzeirah shavis. It's by Shabbat it says bris and deris and ois, and by milah it says bris and deris and ois. So only milah is deich Shabbos. Lafuke hanich tichad chad hu dechsiva behen. Pashenken these other things of either a godel or else tzitzis or else tefillin. It only says one, but not all three. So therefore, only a bris milah of a ben shmeinas yomim, that's deich Shabbos. So this is good. We have a pasuk for it. Learn out an Xavier Shova. Then it's good that Tesefta learns out a Kavachayma. Madr Milas Doicha Shabbos. Avadr Bekuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos. More of Rabbi Yechanan Omar. Yechanan is another pasuk. How do we know that Milas Doicha Shabbos? Rabbi Yechanan Omar Omakro Bayoim. We dash says Bayoim. We dash in Bayoim Afilu B'Shabbos. So Bayoim is extra. Trashi Bayoim Afilu B'Shabbos. Mi the like Sivishmini Yimoil. So why does it say Bayoim Hashmini? It's an extra word to tell us it's always B'yom HaShemini. There's never a time that it can't be B'yom HaShemini. Even if B'yom HaShemini is B'Shabbos, still is Deich HaShabbos. Trashil Reb Eliezer, the Yavki L'mach Shirin, Reb Eliezer holds that these psukim are telling us that the Hechshir of Mila is Deich HaShabbos, Mila Atzma, how does he know that Mila itself is Deich HaShabbos? And that's my Melochihi. Reb Eliezer himself learns that Mila is Alok L'mashim Sinai. And what are these psukim coming to tell us? That even the machshire mila is also deich Shabbos. That's Reb Lezer Shita. Hey, the Rabbanon of the Mishnah, Reb Kiv holds no. Reb Kiv does know from the Lachal Moshim Sinai. Reb Kiv holds you need these psukim to tell us that the guf mila is deich Shabbos and the machshirim taka not deich Shabbos. But according to Reb Lezer, the Lachal tells me mila is deich Shabbos and these psukim tell me the machshirim are deich Shabbos. I of kuch nefesh and echnami lo yasle bekav b'chayma. According to Reb Lezer, it's not like the Tesefta. You don't learn out from kav b'chayma mimila. Elo mikra nafkaloi. There's psukim for that. Because I mean a perk basu the yuma. The chai behem, loish yomas behem, we have other psukim to say that the kuach nefesh is deich Shabbos. Oma le resh lakas rabbi yechanon, in fact, the resh lakas akash rabbi yechanon, you're telling me by yoin, means even by Shabbos, elamayata, mechusre kapora, the echsiv bu by yoin, let's say a zova or a zav, that has to bring a mitzayra, they have to bring a korban. The korban comes on the eighth day. The Torah says, b'yoin hashmina, they should bring the korban. Let's say the eighth day when you're a mitzvah and you want to become Torah comes out on Shabbos, can you bring a korban on Shabbos? Avada not. We know the korban of a mitzvah is not deich Shabbos, but according to Reb Yechon, it should be deich Shabbos. The buzzer says bayim. So Drashi mechusay kaporo kol tumeim shehutzruchu lekorban zav zav yeledisu mitzvah nema behem by all these tumeim. The pasuk says uvayim hashmini yavi korbanai. So it says Lashon Bayoim Hashmini. So you're telling me now Bayoim Hashmini means no matter what on the eighth day do it, even on Shabbos. So are these korbanos deich Shabbos? And we know it's not. The Teretz is Zuhumi Boylei Bayoim Boylei Belayla. No, by the korbanos, the post is telling us bring the korban Bayoim on the eighth day and not at night time. You can't bring the korban by night time. By Mila said the same thing also. How do you know by Yom HaShemini? It's telling us Mila is Derech HaShabbos. Maybe it's only telling us the Pashtu Halacha, that you can only make a Mila by Yom and not by Laila. But how do you know it's Derech HaShabbos? There's another pasuk. It says, Mi ben Shmoinas Yomim. When he's 8 days old, Mashma, that daytime is the Mila and not at nighttime. For the Gemara of Azoi, Hainami by Korbanos also. There's a famous pasuk. Mi bayoim tzav also in Afka. All kodshim, you could only be makriv, make the shchita bayoim. By all kodshim, the shchita poso balayla. Because the pasuk says, Mi bayoim tzav also. The Torah gave it tzivu, do the Korbanos bayoim? Trashi b'yoyim tzavos, so yes, b'nei Yisrael ha'akiv es k'b'neihem. B'yoyim v'loy b'layla, the Gemara in Zvachim Dashin is b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. So b'zoi, all kodshim also we have another posik. So b'zoi, to know that davke b'yoyim anofim b'yoyim tzavos. What does the posik say? B'yoyim ha'ashmini, by mechusei kaporo, l'churot shemin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's even doyecha Shabbos. So that's Akasha. Once you say by mila means doyecha Shabbos, who are then by kabonis also doyecha Shabbos? And the Gemara, I forgot the nafkum mi b'yoyim tzavos yitzvich. Still need a pasuk by kochim. Salka dar dechaminuch. Hoyu v'chas rachmon olei. Li yisu yibadalis. He bowed by these mechusle kaporo. The Torah gave a special kula by them. They could even bring a badalit dal. So they can't afford to bring a korban. They could bring a mincha. Or the oifis. If they can't afford to bring oifis, they could bring menachis. So since the Torah gave them kulas that they could bring even cheaper things, so I would think, Balayla Nami Lacey, maybe they could bring the korban even by nighttime also. Kamash Mon, a special posik by Mechusve Kapora, by Yoim HaShemini, no. The korban is only by Yoim and not Balayla. Therefore, it's good news of Yechim. By Mila to say it's by Yoim, I know from the posik by Yoim HaShemini, from another posik. And I need by Yoim HaShemini to tell me that's Bechus Shabbos. But by Kabonas, I need this posik to tell me by Yoim and Balayla. Maskiv lo Ravina Ella Miyata Yehizar Koshaben. If you're telling me now that these Mechusve Kapora, Azav and Azova, Metzoro, Yeledis, Nisha gave birth, they have to bring Kabonis. If you're telling me since the Torah was Mako by them, they could even bring it, but Dali Dallas, they could bring a Mincha, so you see the Torah gave him new Alochis, maybe Azar should be Koshaben, maybe even Azar, not a Kohen, could do the Avoidis. Maybe even an Oinen, if you had a one you crave and one mace. Before the Kfura, you called an Einen. Maybe it's also the Mutter Duri Avroida. The Torah only gave a Psul Zarm an Einen by other Kochim. And maybe these Kochim know. And the Gemara Einen are Hadre Kruah. Once the Pasuk says, though, by Yoim HaShmini, to tell us that the Din of Mechusei Kapora has to be by Yoim, the Pasuk is telling us, no, that these Mechusei Kapora came back into the original Pasha, it has the original Din, that it's only Kochim. By Yoim, not Balayla, and all other Din of Kochim apply to Mechusei Kapora. So there was no more kula of Mechusei Kapora. It's like a regular korban. But that's what I need a pasuk by Yoim HaShemini to tell me this Yisoid, that the Din of Mechusei Kapora, even though the Torah gave a kula, it comes, but Dali Dalis, you can bring a mincha if you want, still all other Dinim have the regular lochas of Kochim. How do I know again that Mila Zeche Shabbos pasuk says Shmini? Shmini Yafilu B'Shabbos. Rashi Shmini. Kol Shehu Shmini. It's mashma Yom HaShmini. It's mashma Kol Shehu Shmini. Vafilu B'Shabbos. Uva Yom Lemuti Laila. Doesn't dash from the word Uva Yom. It dashes from the word Shmini. Shmini is mashma no matter what, even on Shabbos. Omar Kroa Shmini Shmini Vafilu B'Shabbos. For the Mara Hai Shmini Miboilei Lemute Shvihi. What kind of right is that? For the Gufa Posik Shmini, the eighth day, I need that to tell me you can't do it the seventh day. Or else, Lemute Shvi. So the more Shvi, the seventh day I know, the Pesach says, Mi ben Shmoinas Yomim Nafka. You have to be 8 days old. So I know you can't make a Mila less than 8 days. So why does the Pesach have to say, Bayom HaShmini? Shmini means 8 day no matter what. But the more nine, V'yakata Mi Boilei Chad Lemute Shvi. From the Pesach, Mi ben Shmoinas Yomim, I know you have to at least be 8 days old. Less than 8 days old, you're not allowed to make a bris Mila. Of a bechad, I need the second pasuk of Yom HaShmini lemutei tri. That if in the first pasuk I would think true, the seventh day no, the eighth day yes. But maybe lav dafka the eighth day. If I want to, I'll wait till the ninth day. I'll wait till the tenth day. How do I know there's a chiyuv dafka the eighth day? I need the second pasuk of Yom HaShmini to tell me no. But dafka on the eighth day, you have to make the milah. Di mechad avemina shvihu deloy. Motei zimnei, it didn't come as time yet. Abul mishmini v'elech zimnei hu, from the eighth day and on, it's time, any time is good.
So how do I know from the word Shmini? Shmini comes to tell me then, no, that the Mila has to dafka be on the 8th day. Don't wait till the 9th day. But I don't know it's Deich Shabbos. Maybe that's only if the 8th day comes out in the middle of weekday. But when the 8th day comes out on Shabbos, maybe it's Takanat Deich Shabbos. Ela Mechvatek to Rabbi Yechon. Learn out from Rabbi Yechon about it. Uva Yom HaShmini. What's the Vayom? Vayom, that's the extra word, no matter what, it's on Shabbos. Tani Kavosat Rabbi Yechon. Udeloi Kravacha Bayakon. I'll bring it right to Rabbi Yechon. Shmini Yimoyel Afilu B'Shabbos. Trashi Watanik was Rabbi Yechonin, Yedialef mi Biyoin. And what I'm saying, and not Kerev Acher by Yaakov, learns out from what? What from Shmin. Being right from the word from the Biyoin. The what? Shmin, yeah, Shmin Yimol, Afilu B'Shabbos. Or Mazatim is the Bryce like. Shmin Yimol, Afilu B'Shabbos. Mila you could do on the 8th day, even the 8th day is the Shabbos. Or Bezoya Ma'ani Mekai Mechalel Mois Yumas. I, the Postik says not to be Mechal Shabbos. If you mechal Shabbos, you chayiv misa. I would say that's going b'shar malochis. On other lametes malochis, chutz mimila. But mila and svara could be derech Shabbos. We'll soon explain what was the svara. Oy einot, and Bryce says no. Maybe the svara is fakeret. Ela afilu mila. Even mila you can't be derech Shabbos. Omani mekayim shmini. What does the pasuk mean to say shmini? That you have to do it on the 8th day. That means mani mekayim shmini yimol. That means chutz mishabbos. That means if shmini the 8th day comes down the middle of weekday, do it b'dafka on the 8th day. But when the 8th day comes out on Shabbos, maybe it's not Deich Shabbos. So how do I know that Shmini Mila is Deich Shabbos? Talmud Loima Bayoim, Afilu B'Shabbos. So Claude Bryce learns like a Bekiva. The extra word is Ubayoim. It says Bayoim HaShmini, Bayoim is telling me even on Shabbos. So the more Omar Rava. Hi Tana, Rav, what's trying this Tana, this Bryce? Mikora Maiko Nicholai, Ulubsoif Maiko Kashalai. Like the Tana, the Bryce is saying Svaris. Sounds maybe I would say in Svara Mila is Deich Shabbos. I the pasuk says Mechalel Mois Yumas don't do Melachas on Shabbos. That means other Melachas. But Mila and Svara I understand is Deich Shabbos. Then the Bryce says no. I Dilma maybe no. Maybe Mila is not Deich Shabbos. And I need a pasuk to tell me it's Deich Shabbos. What was the first Svara to say that Mila without a pasuk is Deich Shabbos? So tomorrow, my kashlit Lahochi Koma Shmini Yimel. In Svara first he thought Mila is Deich Shabbos. Afilu b'Shabbos, or b'Zoy Ayin the Pesuk says, "Amani mekayim mechalel mois yumos." If you do melachas on Shabbos, you chayiv misam. That's b'sham melachas chutz b'mila. Avu mila atayatake dachya, mila take as deich Shabbos. My timer. What's the svara? Mila shibud deich Shabbos is a svara. Kal v'chaimu. I have a kal v'chaimu. Ma atzuras. Ma dech the person is a mitzora. The lachrish a deich es avoda. When a kohen has a mitzoras on his body, he's not allowed to do the avoda. B'shashu mitzaras, you can't do the avoda, you're tummy. And we'll soon see there's a lav not to cut off the mitzaras. The Torah gives you a special lav. There's a lav and an essay to watch the mitzaras not to cut it off. As like kozman is on your body, your tummy, you can't do the avoda. If you would cut off the mitzaras, you would become Torah, you would be allowed to do the avoda. Still we say even a kohen is not allowed to cut off the mitzaras, nor it's doicha the avoda, you can't do the avoda. Let's see Rashi. Umatz Rashi doiches avoda. Azor shaziru Torah al tzaras. Shloi lokets barosei. Don't cut it off. Kratanya. He shoma benegot tzaras. What's the negot? Azor bekoytes barosei. It's allowed not to cut off the tzaras from you. Hakosim medaber. Vechmiru Torah azor zu nitches avoda. It's even doich a kor a kain for doing the avoda. Kedekayim lo mepsachim. The tumas meis nitche bekorben tzibur. Or v'loi zovin umetzaroin. Or betelim lasois pesach. If all the Kahanim had Tumas Mitzaras on them, they can't bring a Korban Pesach. Or Rav Klal Yisrael of Tumas Mitzaras, they can't bring a Korban Pesach. Well, Yerminim, we don't tell them, Yikaitzu Barosin, you know what, everybody cut off your scare of Mitzaras you have on you, but Yerchlu Peschem, let everybody eat the Korban Pesach. Or Yakoin Yikaitzu Barosin, let every Koin cut off their Mitzaras. The Yavoid, and let them do the Yavoidah, Yimakanim Tumayim Mitzaras, Viyakal Torim. Elamai, we say no. A koyin and the cow are not allowed to cut off the mitzaras. Hey, tzaras is doicha avoida. Still, we see the avoida doicha is a Shabbos. We know that the tamidim and the korban musaf you bring on Shabbos. You see that the avoida is doicha Shabbos and mitzaras is doicha.